Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You may have heard the faintest ooh when we came back on the air right there, because Lindsay just tasted the coffee she made this morning, and she's not used to making drip coffee, an entire pot. So she's used to the Keurig. Did it not turn out well?
It tastes like dirt water.
Dirt
like
water.
There's grounds in the... I did something wrong.
You think?
There's grounds in the cup.
Ooh. So did you use a filter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure what happened. Okay. I hate a coffee pot, guys.
Yeah. Now she's about to get grouchy because she didn't have the coffee.
Uh-oh. Like,
No, I'm still drinking it. I'll take the grounds to the face.
So, Lindsay, a minute ago when you were working on your coffee and you had your earbuds out, we were just chatting it up with Rob off the air, and come to find out, he may be planning a big party trip to Vegas. Can you picture Rob in Vegas living it up with his friends?
I don't even, I'm flabbergasted. That's a good word. I don't know what to say about it.
So Tech D Rob, what made you decide, Mr. Don't like the heat, Mr. Don't go outside, what made you decide that you wanted to go party it up in Vegas with your friends?
All right. July 25th through the 27th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas.
Oh, bougie, huh?
Is the Star Wars Unlimited Galactic Championship for the card game.
You blew it. You blew it, Rob. You just blew it. I was with you. Venetian, June, July, whatever. I was with you. Now I'm not with you.
So it's that card game that he's good at, that he competes in those tournaments, though, Lindsay. You could probably win money with this, right, Rob? Are they having big prize money?
Yeah, there's prize money, and there's exclusive things that I could probably sell afterward as well.
Yeah, probably win trips and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you can sell a lot of things in this world, like your body, and it's frowned upon. So, I mean, it's the same thing, you know?
What we ought to do, if Lindsay didn't have those pesky kids,
I know.
If she was still young like she was when she was on the show before, she could go, we could send her out there with him.
Yes, be like a correspondent from the Galactic Championships.
Okay, I still can go. Mama's got her groove back. I still can go.
She's like, wait. Let's not rush to any judgment. I can get rid of those kids.
Y'all know I love Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I wouldn't want to do what he's doing, obviously. Yeah,
but that's what you'd be doing. You'd have to be, monitoring him. And it would probably be worse for him than it would be for you, because you'd be hassling him the whole time.
Okay, sure. My question is, are you staying at the Venetian or are you staying somewhere else?
Absolutely cannot stay at the Venetian. It's way too expensive.
Yeah, it is expensive, yeah.
Okay.
But you haven't decided where y'all are going to stay yet.
No, not yet. And even if we're going at all, is it? Right, we're figuring out logistics now. We're trying to figure it out.
So he's going to have to get out in the heat a little bit.
Yeah, to get to and from the hotel. And those are long walks between casinos and hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hot in the summer. Hot. Desert hot.
We got to work on this. That's a great idea. Send Lindsay out to monitor and report back, and he would be infuriated.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't invite her. Yeah.
She's like, play the blue one. Move the red one.
She would be going out into the casino and finding women to bring over and introduce to him while he's trying to play his Star Wars
movie. Oh, God.
Yeah. Rob, she's like, nice.
This is $1,000? Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah. We got to work on this.
Yeah, so we'll get that going.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Riggins, I'm hearing that these Cozy Earth people, you know, that normally you would think would not be my type of people because they're all about, you know, the earth and the feel good and the universe and the, you know, Oprah's their second biggest, I guess, endorser.
Sure.
And I say second biggest because I think I'm hearing rumblings that they're going to award me their top endorser.
Finally.
Influencer thing.
Yeah. Great.
Which is pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I love that.
And listen, I got a story to tell y'all about this bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. Let me tell you, my mom has one. Mm-hmm. So, and we're all in a cabin this weekend for Kyle's birthday. Well, she brings it. It's on her bed in her room. Well, I am exhausted yesterday. So I'm like, guys, I'm going down to take a nap. So I go down to my room and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get that bubble cuddle blanket off her bed and use it. So I snatch it from her bed, put it on me. I am not kidding. I fell asleep within 5 minutes. I woke up. I was drooling. I didn't know where I was. And normally I would freak out, but I went back to sleep because of the weight of the blanket for like another hour.
So she didn't take it and say, I want you to try this, Lindsay. She took it and then didn't even offer it, but you went and snatched it from her bed.
And then I kept it on my bed. And then last night she goes, where's my bubble cuddle? I'm like,
my bubble cuddle. Where's my bubble cuddle?
Where's my bubble cuddle?
Where's bubble cuddle? Help me. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I was out. So I'm getting one, obviously. Mm-hmm.
So Lindsay does, you know, sometimes we've talked about it before when she falls asleep on road trips and stuff and mouth all hung open. Yeah, but,
that's what I was doing.
Sleeping beauty.
Yeah. But normally in my older day, I like wake up and I like, where am I? Like, I got to go. Well, I just fell right back asleep because it's weighted, you know. Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
Well, we would laugh at Lindsay. So oh, she'd be like, looking like somebody had just, you know, beat her up when she's sleeping. Yeah. Not a pretty sleeper, Lindsay. It's not.
No. I mean, like, sometimes with the headgear on and the mouth open.
Yeah.
Well, every night then, a retainer. Mm-hmm.
And then there, one time, though, she was sick, actually. She had gotten sick on the trip and was sleeping in the van on the way home. Yeah, that's not. Oof.
I'd been throwing up.
After we saw her like that is when we just decided to, as they say, go a different direction with her employment.
Like, things aren't going to work out now.
Yeah. Between Lindsay and Ace falling asleep in the van, and we were like, which one of them looks the worst right now?
It was me.
Yeah, it's a contest of who's the worst looking sleeper.
Yeah.
Ace was just mouth open. Lindsay was mouth open, sometimes tongue out.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get a peek at that tongue. Mm-hmm. Which is great.
And Ace wouldn't move.
No.
He just like solid, don't move. Lindsay would stretch out on the back seat of the van. Remember, she would always want that back seat, which is always great for the person who gets car sick.
Exactly.
Most.
Right.
So I keep getting sick.
Super selfish of me.
All right. So if you want one of those bubble cuddle blankets, I mean, you would want to buy it under the name of Cozy Earth's number one influencer. So they knew what they were doing. They begged me to do that whole thing. And you get a 41% discount with the promo code TJ. And then people are still saying they're spinning the wheel and getting big $50 discounts.
Yeah.
Because you can get the discount on all the stuff that they have on Cozy Earth. So go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the code TJ when you check out. And be like Lindsay's mama. No peril.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So the details have finally been revealed about what Travis Kelce bought for Taylor Swift on Valentine's Day. No, you're all on the edge of your seat. Oh. But the number is pretty staggering. The report is that he spent $100,000 on gifts for Tay-Tay.
That's nothing.
$100,000?
Nothing.
That's not for him.
No.
What?
No, that's why I don't understand why celebrities of that magnitude even put dollar values on whatever it is that they're spending, because $100,000 is nothing to him. He probably has that many fines for penalties that didn't even get called on him in the game in right. 2 weeks. He probably pays $100,000 in fines in the NFL.
So what would you recommend is a good number for Travis Kelce, for Taylor Swift?
Something that has no financial dollar to it.
Yeah, because he's got all the money. So yeah, it's like, and she does too.
She's got everything. So do something from the hort.
What about when Kanye surprised Kim Kardashian on Valentine's Day and he filled up a whole room full of roses and then had Kenny G playing flute?
That's really cool. If you're dramatic and into that sort of thing, overly dramatic like Kanye and the Kardashians are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And me. Yeah, I would love that.
I would like Kenny. I'd like to hang out with Kenny G.
Would you?
Yeah, he seems like a pretty fun guy. But Jody would look at all those roses and say, "He's going to clean this up."
Absolutely.
You know, she wouldn't. She doesn't like roses anyway.
They're everywhere. Yeah. I can't even move.
I'd rather just a regular, pretty seasonal bouquet if he's going to buy me flowers.
Is Kenny going to stay after this to help him pick up all these roses?
Let me get my vacuum out.
Mr. G, you better stay right where you are.
Mr. G.
Who's going to help me?
You put your little saxophone down for a minute. Grab a broom.
That's amazing. Okay, interesting reaction. I thought that would have impressed you, $100,000 on Valentine's Day, but maybe not.
That's what I got this year. So
yeah.
Is that right?
How much do you think those heart-shaped pizzas were that I cooked for Jody for Valentine's Day?
Man, that probably set you back what?
Way back. Way back. Because they had meat on them, too.
That's true. They had pepperonis. Yeah,
sure did.
Those ain't cheap.
That pepperoni will get you.
Exactly. Cynthia Erivo is trending this morning. She has been announced as the host for the Tonys, which is a great move. Cynthia Erivo, star of Wicked. And the whole theater community should be thrilled with that because nobody talks about the Tonys.
Is she the Jesus Superstar?
I think she was just cast in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it comes on the heels of that announcement. Yeah,
which makes a lot of sense.
I don't know what role she's playing. Is she playing Jesus? She's
playing the Jesus, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that, but I know that's a big one. But, I don't know a thing about it. But
what I'm just saying is it's going to, I don't know. I don't want anybody messing with the Tonys. It's so special to me.
You're holding space for the Tonys?
Any change, I'm on pins and needles worried that it's not going to be good.
I hear you. Something you love equally as much. Today is National Cherry Pie Day. So if you're into the most classic American pie, besides apple, it's not for me, but I know a lot of people like it. It's the one
it's my favorite.
I'm not a cherry person. Cherry pie is your favorite, Lindsay?
I don't want to say it's in the top. It's in the top.
More than chocolate?
Less than pecan. Yeah. What? Yeah.
You like pecan pie the best though, right?
I like pecan pie number one.
Yeah.
And then kind of like a lemon custard, whatever.
Yeah,
and then
lemon cherry. Cream or lemon meringue. Oh. Lemon ice box. Yeah.
Any of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're gonna
and then key lime.
We're going to find out Lindsay's other favorite pies. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Well, good news. If you dream about snakes, experts say that's a good thing.
Oh.
Because it's snakes are signed a symbol of transformation in a lot of people's life because they shed their skin all at one time. Hospitals use the snake in their logo.
Yeah,
It's about transformation and healing. So if you're terrified because you dream about snakes, don't be. There's actually a good message behind it. That's what the experts say.
What experts, though? Does it say what experts? Because mental health experts, like the doctors and all, have said that there's so much that they've proven to be wrong about interpreting people's dreams and what their meanings are.
Well, they're called sleep experts. So whatever that constitutes. I don't know if you have to go to school to do that.
I'm a sleep expert.
Yeah, you do it really well. Sometimes twice a day.
every day, twice a day.
At least twice a day.
You don't want to talk to her.
Yeah. But there's a new term being thrown around in regards to sleep. It's called bedtime princess. And a lot of women are claiming to be a bedtime princess. Have you ever heard of the phrase passenger princess, TJ?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that their husband or boyfriend always drives and the women sit passenger side and kick up their feet. And
it's like having a she shed on the passenger side of the car.
Exactly.
All the luxuries.
All the luxuries and amenities.
And so comfy.
Yeah, I'm just going to be the cutest and not have to do anything. Well, now there's bedtime princess, and a lot of people are saying, oh, this is me. One woman documented her life as a bedtime princess. She says, at 8 p.m., I shut down. So if the kids need something, my husband's going downstairs to fix it for him. If I forget a bottle of water, he's going downstairs and bringing it back up. All those nighttime routines, like throwing a load of laundry in, loading up the dishwasher, shutting off all the lights, that's all on him. She says, but at 5 a.m., I'm back up and I'm handling the household. But at 8 p.m., I'm shutting it down and I'm not doing a thing.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Good for her. I figured most women would say, oh, I love that. Let him handle it because I handle the stuff throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Riggins? In my life, the way I look at things is pretty simple. I think and I desire to have fair treatment.
Yeah.
For everybody. So if she can demand that in those words, then he should be able to demand the same type of thing that he wants in those words, in that tone.
Mm-hmm. And the tone. That's the tone.
Yep.
Imagine a husband in the year 2025 of our Lord saying, at 8 o'clock, I am done. I've been working all day. I'm not doing anything. I'm not helping clean up the kitchen. I'm going to eat and I'm shutting down. And at 5 o'clock the next morning, guess what? I'm up strapping on these work boots. Yeah. I'm getting in that truck. I'm packing a lunch and I'm heading out to do it all over again. But by 8 o'clock, I don't want to hear about kids. I don't want to even see these kids. You handle the kids. If they need something, I'm in my prince bed in here. I'm a sleep prince. I'm a sleep king is what I am at 8 o'clock.
It would
How's
never
that going
fly.
Over?
Never. I'd run in there like a dang ninja. Well, you better get your up.
Yeah. The police
don't talk
be
to
over
me
there.
Like that.
Yeah. You call the police.
Yeah. Especially if you said it to the whole internet.
Sure.
That would not fly. Now, does it matter that she says her husband is really a night owl anyway? So it just works out. Doesn't matter.
No. Why she got to say it that way? Why she got to act that way?
Because she's just, why does she have, because she's trying to justify her reasons to the world.
Yeah. And she's trying to flex and make herself seem like a bad A. I rule my husband. He's a night owl, but still, I'm telling him what to do.
Yeah.
And he better not do anything different than what I'm saying or it's going to be hell to pay.
Well, she's showing off.
Exactly.
And then she's retracting it by saying, well, we have an agreement or whatever. Mm-hmm. But no, don't show off.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm always interested in crazy civil lawsuits.
Yeah.
It's so interesting to me. There's a 38-year-old woman named Christina Murray. And she's suing a fertility clinic in Georgia after they implanted the wrong embryo and she gave birth to somebody else's baby. And she's single. She's 38. So she went and she picked out the donor and everything. And so she, it says here that it was a miracle that she was able to even be suspicious that the baby wasn't hers, because they did DNA tests and all, and the baby did belong to another couple that was, they were clients of the clinic. So the donor had dirty blonde hair and blue eyes, according to what she says she had picked out. And she, I think, looks similar.
Okay.
But the only thing that tipped her off was that the baby was black.
Is that kidding?
Stop it.
She was like, you know what?
Goodness.
This may not be my baby. This doesn't look at all like me or the donor that I picked out.
You're
and
terrible.
So, yeah,
that's crazy.
She did one of those at-home DNA tests. And,
so they sue for that, obviously.
And here's what happened. The couple whose parts were made to fertilize and do all of that, they got the baby because it's their baby.
Oh, wait a minute.
They got the baby. And
that's their baby now?
And the baby was I think, 6 months old, maybe.
Wait. Kid,
yeah. 5 months old. Yeah.
Was the woman a surrogate or she just wanted her own
baby?
No,
she wanted her own baby. And they did a donor for her. The couple, they used both of their parts.
I gotcha.
So this was their baby that was created and then placed into the mother who had thought she was getting a donor.
Oh gosh.
So she birthed the baby
and can't keep
and the baby's been taken and given to the other couple.
Wow.
So this is what the lawsuit is. I mean, it doesn't say how much she's going to be suing for, but
I wouldn't even begin to put a number on that. I can't. That is crazy.
And
holy.
Says the lawsuit is in excess of $75,000, but a jury could decide she deserves a lot more than that. So we're going to have to keep up with this, because you know I'm not going to let this slip by. This is one I want to see when the crime doc comes out.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
A lot of people have been asking us since the loss of Ace, what can we do to help? And Ace would have loved it if you donated to TJ and Ace's charity named after Ace's daughter, Peyton. It's called Peyton's Promise, and you can make a donation today at peytonspromise.org. That's P-A-Y-T-O-N-S, promise.org. Or any donation in Ace's name to a charity you love.
Ace would have wanted it that way.
Absolutely.
Everything. Now, you mentioned that, and I saw something this morning, and if Ace would have been here, I would have had a heyday with this, Riggins.
What was it?
You know, trolling him. It's this fact that I saw that said that the first human beings were around 66 million years after the Tyrannosaurus Rex, and the T-Rex didn't evolve until 67 million years after early dinosaurs, which means the T-Rex was alive closer to you and me than it was to other dinosaurs. To which I would have replied, they don't know that. There is no way they know that.
Ace would have freaked out. Of course they know. Carbon dating, fossils, they know that.
There's no way. They're just guessing. They put all that out there trying to get grants.
Yeah, right. Looking for money. Everybody's got their hand out looking for money. 130 million years, that is pretty tough to narrow down. I mean, that's wild.
I really don't believe they know that.
Yeah,
I mean, I would have exaggerated it all and stretched it out into, I mean, they don't even know that there were ever dinosaurs here. They didn't have cameras and stuff back then to know.
Yeah, right. And what are we to do with that information that dinosaur, that T-Rex was around 67 million years ago?
Most of that all stuff, right. Why do we need to know that?
I don't know.
Ace, we're freaking out. Because we don't care.
What really would get to him is if I started saying that the whole space program was stupid. Just a waste of money.
He would not have liked that, no.
Oh. I used to love when you would.
Whatever. Do what, Rob?
I was saying, I just love that when he finally realized he wasn't going to get you to stop, you were just going, all right, okay, cool.
Fine, okay.
Whatever, dude. I've stumbled across so many memes. I'm like, Ace would have loved this. There was a meme the other day of the McMahon family in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, and it said, Stone Cold Steve Austin has stunned 67% of the people in this photo, including the president. I was like, I'm going to send this to Ace. Like, I had that genuine reaction. I was like, oh, I can't send it to Ace. He would have loved that, though.
Yeah.
He would have loved that.
I watched the Ric Flair documentary the other day.
Did you really?
The 30 for 30 or whatever it was about Ric Flair.
Yeah, he loved that.
God, I laughed. I was like, he would have been so fired up watching. I mean, I know he did watch it, but probably one of those where he couldn't watch it with anybody else because he needs to stay focused on it.
Honey, don't sign.
All right, y'all shut up.
It's the Nature Boy.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So there's a new fitness buzzword in 2025. No pain, no gain is out. What is in is recovery.
Yeah.
That is the 2025 fitness buzzword of the year. Recovery. So I don't know what that means, but you guys are really into fitness. I'm sure you can make something out of it.
It means that when you tear your body down with the exercise, you need to recover so it builds back up, so you get the benefits of the health, the health benefits of working out. Like when you lift weights, you're tearing down the fibers of your muscles every time you do that.
Right.
So that's why you don't train the same body parts with weight every day, because they have to have time to rebuild. And recovery now is really focused on sleep.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I thought we were talking about the day after drinking recovery.
Yeah.
That's my recovery.
They do slap the word recovery on a lot of products now. Mm-hmm. A lot of vitamins and juices and hangover cures and things like that. So it is a recovery in 2025. One of the top trending topics today is Arizona, because two people are dead after two small aircraft collided in midair at an airport in Arizona on Wednesday. So another incident with aircraft. It's scary.
Yeah. But I don't know you put this in the same category with the commercial, you know, accidents or wrecks or whatever you want to call
collisions.
Yeah. Crashes.
Yeah.
But it does seem to be a lot.
Yeah. So a single Cessna 172S and a Lancair, I think is how you say it, 360 MK2 collided at 828 yesterday in Arizona.
Or the proper name for that Cessna is what my wife calls it, a twirler.
A twirler.
It's got a twirler on.
Well, yeah, they did call it the single engine planes. Mm-hmm. I know she's freaked out by a single engine plane, right?
Well, any twirler has propellers on it. She's even a two twirlers. She doesn't want only a jet.
Only a jet. Yeah. Good to know, Jody.
I'll do a jet. That's it. She will please
do a jet. And we try to tell her if it's got two twirlers, that means it's got two engines. If one fails, the other one can safely get you to the ground.
Not interesting.
I'm not getting on a twirler, and I'm definitely not getting on a helicopter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like we told her we wanted to go to, you know, Grand Canyon or the Hoover Dam and all that in the helicopter. And I was like, no. Yeah. No, ma'am.
I don't blame her on that one. That doesn't terrify.
I'll be waiting on the ground for y'all when you land. I will be fine.
Yeah.
I'm with her.
Can't blame her for that. And then today is National Muffin Day. Do you like a muffin, TJ?
I do. I love a good blueberry muffin's my favorite.
Ooh, love the muffins and the muffin tops.
I hate to be so basic, but no, I do love a blueberry muffin.
So good.
I wish y'all were here right now. I got them staring at me.
Oh, no way.
Ooh.
Yes.
Blueberry muffins in the mountains with snow-covered hills.
It's perfect, y'all.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So Apple announced the iPhone 16e earlier this week. It's their most budget-friendly new iPhone. It's in the iPhone 16 family. It's the same size as the regular iPhone, but they've made some cost-cutting measures to make it more affordable. I think it starts at $599, but they said it's enough power to work with all of our AI features and stuff like that. And I don't know if anybody's like, I want to make sure my new iPhone has AI features on it. Maybe they do. But
I think that would probably be a good phone for me.
It might be. It might be.
Because I don't do a whole lot of fanciness on my phone.
You don't. What you do is you do store a lot of pictures, what we learned yesterday.
Yeah.
TJ's got a storage problem, and he's got to go through at some point and delete a lot of pictures, which is normal. Everybody runs out of space eventually. But you are nowhere near as bad as Lindsay. Lindsay, remind everybody how many pictures you have on your new iPhone 16.
Well, let me just go in here and tell you.
Okay.
64,298.
What?
64,298.
64,298. And are most of them just pictures and not videos?
I think that includes everything.
That includes everything. Okay.
That's my library.
Where do you see that number? Oh, wait, I can see mine.
Yeah, like in your camera roll.
And how many do you have, Lindsay? Say it again.
64,298.
Okay. I have 7,389 photos and 1,073 videos.
Okay. Okay. A little different, I would say. Yeah.
So the videos is probably what I need to hit first about deleting them.
They make up, take up a lot more space. So we just threw this up on social media, on Facebook, at TJ Riggins Show. Lindsay's got 65,000 plus photos on her phone. What's the number? Can anybody beat Lindsay? And there are some contenders. We've got Melanie. She's got 84,456 photos, 84,000. So clearing Lindsay, not a problem. Other people have 4,000 videos, 5,000 videos. Emily has 83,532 photos, 83,000 photos. Wow.
I don't think that's that bad.
Well, so for somebody who has 65, it probably doesn't seem that crazy.
But that's years and years of living. Yeah. Just living life, capturing life.
Are you living life if you've taken 85,000 photos of it? Yeah. You're kind of living behind the phone, right?
Yeah. But
one thing, though, about Lindsay is that a lot of those years, that's kind of, well, all of them probably, it was part of her work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her job.
That's true.
And how many takes does it take when I'm doing like an advertisement for something or an influencing thing? I take like 15 and I don't delete them.
Memories.
Just, you know. You just can't stand to say goodbye to them.
No.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.